Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, with Joseph, even in jail. And that which he did, the Lord what?
Made it
to prosper. Why? The blessing was on him, and he didn't give up. Right?
Amen.
He's in faith. He's holding on to his vision, even in the cell. Well, you know the story. The baker and the butler of Pharaoh got thrown in jail too. They had dreams. Joseph pops in one day and says, "Hey, fellas, why are you so sad?" Now, when you think about it, that's a peculiar thing to say in the dungeon. Right? But it tells you what kind of man Joseph was.
Yeah.
Right? He was in the dungeon, but he didn't let the dungeon get in him.
Yeah.
And he still got the victory and still smiling in the dungeon.
Yes. Amen.
Looks like everybody's forgot about him. His daddy and his mom thinks he's dead. Right?
Yeah.
But he didn't despair. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He pops in. He says, "Hi, fellas. Ah, why are y'all so sad?" They could have said, "We're in the dungeon. We're eating this slop. They say they're going to execute us. You need some more reasons?" Those are not reasons enough to be depressed for the Christian. Are they? You may think I'm wandering around, but the Lord's leading us tonight. Are you with me? Stay hooked with me now. Peter, the night before his scheduled execution, was doing what? Huh? Sleeping like a baby. Right? Peace. Enjoying his salvation on that cold stone floor, supposed to be killed tomorrow. But the church was praying. Amen. And he got delivered. These are the kind of people that get delivered. The people that moan and cry all night are not giving the Lord something to work with. They're not giving him faith. So Joseph is up. He interprets their dreams for him. And he tells the one that was going to be restored, he said, "Now, remember, when you get restored and you get back to Pharaoh's court, tell him about me, because I'm innocent. I don't deserve to be here. That woman lied on me. Please tell him." Well, he got restored just like Joseph interpreted the dream, but he forgot about Joseph. That would have been reason enough for some people to get bitter. Right? Ain't that like it is? You help somebody, and as soon as they get out of the problem, forget you. It ain't right. He could have got bitter, and the story wouldn't be in here. He didn't give up his dream. He didn't give up his vision. And Pharaoh had the dream, you remember? Seven fat cows. And then seven lean cows. And lean cows ate up the fat cows. And he wanted to know, what does this mean? And it was repeated in the second part of the dream. And so he called all of his astrologers and stargazers and all of his folks. And they couldn't figure it out. And then the butler, right? He remembered Joseph. And he told the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh sent for him. And Joseph shaved and put on clean clothes and come out of the dungeon and appeared in Pharaoh's court. And Pharaoh, this is the mightiest empire in the world. He's the strongest king, if you will, in the world. Richest, most advanced culture. He's been in the dungeon for years. He cleaned up, dressed for success and all that. Represent God. Cleaned up. He stood up there and the Pharaoh told him, "I hear you can interpret dreams." He said, "Well, the Lord can give it to you." I mean, you got to put yourself in this position. I mean, this is something. All the astrologers are looking. All the generals are looking. Everybody, who is this? They brought him out of the dungeon. Who? Dungeon? And he told him the wisdom of God about the future. Now we're getting into something here. If you read the Proverbs, you'll find that wisdom and prosperity are inseparable. They're linked together. Wisdom and prosperity. Foolishness and poverty are linked together. Being a fool and being broke. Being wise and prospering. You know, this planet is rich beyond anyone's understanding. It is a shame that anybody would ever starve to death on this planet. It's a shame that anybody on this planet wouldn't have something to wear or a good place to live and sleep, because the resources are just vast. There's enough riches in this planet for every one of us to be billionaires and then some. Well, why isn't it that way? Foolishness. Sin. Ignorance. Vast things are just wasted and squandered. No wisdom, no understanding. He showed by the revelation of the Lord the future for the next 14 years. This is going to happen. This is going to be up, up higher than it's ever been. And then 7 years later, it's going to go down, low, lower than it's ever been. What if some of the guys that are working on the stock market floor knew about 14 years to come? Investors. This is the key to great wealth. The Holy Ghost, part of His ministry is to show us things to come. Is that right? Now, He's not going to show us everything about everything to come, but things that pertain to us. You'll get a glimpse of what's going to happen. You might not be able to explain it or write a book about it, and you're not necessarily supposed to try to tell anybody else about it. But He'll deal with you. Buy this now. Hold on to it. It's going to go up. How would we know? You don't know. You got no indication to know why. How did they know it's going to be 7 years of plenty like it had never been before? There was no indication of it. There was no nothing natural that you could put your finger on. But the Lord said it. And to this Pharaoh's credit, he believed it, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
And he said, so Joseph said, what I recommend is that you find somebody that's really good and wise and put them over this and save in these 7 years of plenty. Would the Lord ever lead you to save?
Yes.
Yeah. There are times when the Lord will lead you to give it away and it doesn't seem like you got it. And there's other times He'll lead you to save and you don't know why would you. Pays to be led. And the Pharaoh said, well, I don't know anybody else we could find that'd be wiser and more perceptive than you. So come here. Pulled his ring off his hand. Said, bring some of my royal robes. You know that my second Ferrari that I like. Pull it around front. And I want you to open an account for Joseph at the First Bank of Egypt. And put a couple million in there for him to start with. And he said, before all my court, I want it known that this man is over the entire nation of Egypt. Nothing happens without he says so. He's over everything. Only in this throne am I above him. And that morning, he ate slop down in the dungeon. What God can do. I said, what God can do. Woo! So Joseph walked out of that room and people bowed to him and bowed to him. And don't you know he's having flashbacks? When he was a teenager, back when life was good at home with mom and dad. He's rich. Just like that. Rich. I mean super wealthy. Went from nothing to super wealthy in minutes. Pharaoh said, I know where one of the prettiest women in the country is too. I'd like to arrange the marriage if it's okay with you. So he married one of the prettiest, most well-connected women in the whole nation. And he had two sons, and one of them he named, the Lord's made me to forget. I've forgotten all the hard times. Amen. I've forgotten all the beanie weenies and the ramen noodles. He wished he had some, what he was eating. I forgot being somebody's slave, boy. The Lord's made me to forget. And the Lord's blessed me. Friend, this is what happens to those who will not relinquish their vision. Even after years. I mean, it didn't just seem like it wasn't working. He's going backwards. Do you understand? From slave boy to dungeon. I mean, he's going backwards. He's going down. It looks hopeless. Looks like everybody's forgot about him. But you can't, don't you think the devil told him that in that dungeon? Day after day? You got nothing to look forward to. Kill yourself. You don't want to live like this the rest of your life. You're a young man. You want to be in here? Eating this, doing this for decades to come? But he'd shake it off and he'd say, uh-uh. Now, the Lord showed me when I was a boy. He showed me ruling and reigning. Amen. He showed it to me. He wouldn't let go of it. Everybody say he wouldn't let go. How about you?
No.
Huh? Have you ever got anything in your spirit? Has the Lord ever showed you anything?
Yes.
You doing something for the kingdom of God? You making a difference? You being a blessing to your family? You coming up?
Yes.
If he hadn't, you better get to talking to him. Let him show you. And then lay hold of it like a bulldog on a bone. And no matter how bad it gets, no matter how rough, seem like you're going backwards, seem like you're going down, no matter what, do like Joseph. Because you see how quick God can turn this thing around. Minutes. Don't you know? He steps out in his fine silk robe. He's got this big honking ring on his hand. And he sees his Ferrari. He goes, now that's nice. Whew, that's nice. Where do I drive it to? And they said, well, your mansion is over here. You know, half a mile down from Pharaoh's place. He pulls in to the mansion. Servants. Closets full of robes, jewelry. He is the man in the nation. Minutes, just like that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wealth of the Sinner, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R507. That's R507, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.